going to move on now to a pair of spiritual motets by Sulpizia Cesis, who lived from 1577 until sometime after 1619. She was a nun at the Augustinian convent of San Gemignano in Modena. Our two spiritual motets are titled Hodie Gloriosus, and that will be followed by Cantate Domino. Members of Capella Artemisia are conducted by Candace Smith.
Thank you.
That was music by one of the nuns from the early part of the Baroque. Her name, Sulpizia Cessis. She was born, actually, she was born in 1577 and died sometime after 1619, which is the date of her available spiritual motets, two of which we just heard. We began with Hodie Gloriosus, and that was followed by Cantate Domino. And those performances were by members of Capella Artemisia, conducted by Candace Smith, two spiritual motets by Sulpizia Cessis. The time is 11:08, and we are going to move on now to music of German composer Johann Scheller, who lived from 1648 until 1701. He was a choir boy in Dresden and a pupil of the great Heinrich Schütz, and was cantor of the St. Thomas Choir of Leipzig from 1677 until 1701. We listen now to Johann Scheller's Actus Musicus, which is a setting of the Christmas story. This composition is in three parts, and we hear it now, as performed by members of Musica Fiata. Roland Wilson conducts. Once again, this is Actus Musicus by Johann Scheller.
Aus der Stadt.
That was music of German composer Johann Scheller, who lived from 1648 until 1701. That was his Actus Musicus, which is a setting of the Christmas story. The composition was in three parts and just performed by members of Musica Fiata along with La Cappella Ducale. Roland Wilson was the conductor. Once again, music of Johann Scheller. We will be listening to some Spanish music in just a few minutes after we go to a couple of selections from a CD titled A Dutch Christmas. These performances feature Early Music New York as conducted by Frederick Renz. We will hear two selections of Dutch composer Herman Hollander's dating from 1631. We begin with Cantabant Sancti, and that will be followed by Quem Vidistis Pastores. Once again, music of Dutch composer Herman Hollander's.
Resonaba tres.
You were just listening to a couple of selections of Dutch composer Herman Hollander's, and these works were from 1631. We began with Cantabant Sancti, and that was followed by Quem Vidistis Pastores. In our performances, you heard members of Early Music New York, conducted by Frederick Renz. Music of Dutch composer Herman Hollander's. I would like to remind you that the MP3 audio sound files for this program will be posted on my website by this evening. This is an extended edition of Classical Discoveries on the 17th annual program, A Medieval Renaissance and Baroque Christmas. Hope you are enjoying today's show, which is going to go now to music of Spanish composer Jerónimo de Carrión, who lived from 1660 until 1721. He was a choir boy at Segovia Cathedral before becoming Maestro di Capilla in Mondoñedo. We listen now to Maitines de Navidad, as performed by Capilla Jerónimo de Carrión, conducted by Alicia Lazaro. Music of the Spanish Baroque. Thank you.
Huella, y aunque la sonaja bella, con el frío. Thank you.
Music of Spanish composer Jerónimo de Carrión, who lived from 1660 until 1721. You were just listening to his Maitinas de Navidad, as performed by Capilla Jerónimo de Carrión, conducted by Alicia Lazaro. Music from the Spanish Baroque.